Welcome to Talks from the Bible. Charity suffereth long and is kind. Charity envieth not. Charity vaunteth not itself, is not puffed up. Doth not behave itself unseemly, seeketh not her own. Is not easily provoked, thinketh no evil. Rejoiceth not in iniquity, but rejoiceth in the truth. Beareth all things, believeth all things, hopeth all things, endureth all things. 1 Corinthians 13:4-7. These are the divine qualities of love. These qualities exemplify the very character of God. Knowing His love leads us to be as He is. Be ye therefore followers of God as dear children, and walk in love as Christ also hath loved us, and hath given Himself for us an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet-smelling savor. Ephesians 5:1-2. Jesus guided us in His Sermon from the Mountain. Be ye therefore perfect, even as your Father which is in heaven is perfect. Matthew 5:48. These divine qualities of love will mold our character and guide us in our daily relationship, not only with others, but also with God. Love contradicts the temper which the possession of spiritual gifts would have given. Charity suffereth long and is kind. Charity envieth not. Charity vaunteth not itself, is not puffed up. 1 Corinthians 13:4. These qualities mold us into what Jesus termed the poor in spirit. Matthew 5:3. As these qualities fashion our life, we look not every man on his own things. Philippians 2:4. Love brings us to a consideration of others where we behave in a manner that displays goodness, promotes caring for others, and breeds helpfulness. Love enables us to control our emotions and brings our will into submission. Doth not behave itself unseemly, seeketh not her own, is not easily provoked, thinketh no evil. 1 Corinthians 13:5. Jesus saw these as the merciful, pure in heart, and peacemakers, Matthew 5:7-9. To have the mind of Christ, we must let nothing be done through strife or vainglory, but in lowliness of mind let each esteem others better than themselves by looking on the things of others, Philippians 2:3-5. Love is founded in truthfulness and finds no joy in that which is evil. Rejoiceth not in iniquity, but rejoiceth in the truth. 1 Corinthians 13:6. Those who love are guarded by a strong sense of what is right. Jesus identified these as those who hunger and thirst after righteousness. Matthew 5:6. When these qualities become embedded in our heart and are displayed in our life, we indeed have the mind which is also in Christ Jesus. Philippians 2:5. Talks from the Bible are brought to you by the Church of Christ at South Commerce Street in Somerville, Georgia.